With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli forces continue their strikes and ground offensives in Gaza.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zeytun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier, in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. A young boy, around 11 years old, in a red T-shirt and a crew cut, lay on the ground dead, with a pool of blood seeping beneath his neck. A woman crouched beside his body and said, "We're all civilians, we're not guilty of anything. What is this child guilty of?" I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the 2024 presidential contest will feature sharply opposing views on taxes.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy. But Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After being sworn in last week for a fifth term, Russian President Putin replaced Sergei Shoigu as the defense minister and appointed him as secretary of Russia's National Security Council. In line with Russian law, the entire Russian cabinet resigned on Tuesday, and most members, though, widely expected to keep their jobs. This is SRN News. Now the sport of darts being plagued by transgenderism.
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, "I don't think biological born men should compete in women's sport. Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit by a Maine woman who accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter to live as a boy without consulting her. The mother says a school counselor gave her 13-year-old a chest binder and officials were calling her by a new name. The judge said the suit failed to establish any legal claims for liability. The mother has since begun homeschooling her daughter. This is SRN News. This is not your grandfather's military.
When two U.S. fighter jets recently faced off in a dogfight in California, only one was actually piloted by a human being. The other was flown by AI in a display of how far the U.S. military has come in its use of artificial intelligence. But it's only a hint of the technology on the horizon. Among the new projects is one that would help the military to keep operating and navigate by magnetic fields if a GPS satellite was attacked. Jason Walker reporting.
A tiny, low-priced electric vehicle launched by Chinese automaker BYD last year, called the Seagull, sells for around $12,000 in China. But it drives well and is put together with craftsmanship rivaling U.S.-made electric vehicles that cost three times as much. But tariffs on vehicles probably will keep the Seagull away from America for now. SRN News.